your hourly morning news on KX93.5 now.
Good morning, I'm Ava Burton. Here's today's local news from the Laguna Beach Independent and KX93.5. An allegedly drunk driver collided with three cars while leading them on a high-speed, nearly 8-mile chase Saturday through downtown and Laguna Canyon. Laguna Police Sergeant Tim Kleiser says Alan Terrazas, 41, of Aliso Viejo, finally stopped after the car he was driving was disabled when he rear-ended another vehicle on El Toro Road. Despite a trail of wreckage involving two other cars between Boat Canyon and Aliso Creek Road, there were no major injuries. Kleiser says 2 6-pack carriers were found in the car driven by Terrazas, who was arrested for suspicion of felony evading, hit and run, and DUI. The police pursuit reached speeds of 88 miles per hour in Laguna Canyon. Kleiser says 6 officers conducted a high-risk vehicle stop in which weapons were drawn. The sharing economy, as typified by Airbnb rentals, will be examined at tonight's City Council meeting. Assistant City Manager Krista Johnson will brief council members on the city's existing permit process, which regulates lodging of less than 30 days. Residents who want to legally rent out their homes for income from weekend visitors are required to seek a permit and notify neighbours of their intention. According to an informal poll of Three Arch Bay neighbours conducted this weekend, most neighbours oppose the rentals. Laguna Beach PTA Council President Kathleen Fay was recently awarded the California PTA's most prestigious honour, the Golden Oak Service Award. Fay's contributions include PTA leadership positions at 3 schools in the district, serving on district committees involving accreditation, arts education and accountability. She is also a volunteer with Little League Scouts, AYSO and the Patriots Day Parade. A donation in Fay's name will be made to the California State PTA Scholarship and Grant Program. And finally, Gunnar Burns, 22, a longtime Laguna Beach surfer, has been deployed to the Southwest Pacific Island of Saipan aboard the USNS Charlton, part of the military sealift command that supports US Navy ships. Burns, who attended Annalise's School and El Morro Elementary in Laguna Beach, graduated from Dana Hills High in 2010. Burns attended Saddleback College before joining the United States Merchant Marines in 2013. And that's the hourly local news for Laguna Beach for Tuesday. I'm Ava Burton for KX93.5.